Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Dude, it's time for one of those is it good, is it bad moments.
Oh, again, huh?
Yes, where we tell you something that you do or you don't do, and we tell you you should be doing it more because it's now considered good.
Right.
Or it's something we've been telling you to do, and now you shouldn't do it because it's bad.
But then a day later,
it's good again.
Yes.
Before we start, what do you think of sleeping? Is sleeping good or is sleeping bad?
Oh, I'm always told that sleeping is always, that's a good, your body needs that.
Well, it could be a little bit of...
It's bad now?
Both today.
What?
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
What?
So first story about sleeping is a study has just come out, new research that says if you have a big decision to make, taking a cat nap will help you pick the best option when faced with any challenging decision.
Wow. So take it. Why? Because our brains get what? Why?
I didn't read any farther than that, Steve.
Okay. All right. You just wanted, I'm sleeping before.
Yeah, I was done with it at that point. No, it just said they're saying it frees up your brain. Like if you've got a lot on your mind and you're trying to make you need to do that thing where you let is it melatonin or whatever?
Oh.
It calms your chemicals down. So it's not, okay. You're not having a chemical reaction to it all. You're making the right decision.
That makes sense. Okay.
But then
oh,
there's another story that says too much sleep is bad.
What now? How does the
according to a new study, sleeping too much is just as bad as sleeping too little.
What?
Then what do we have to do? We have to like set some sort of timer that says,
yeah, what's...
I got it. Then you'd have to know what time you fell asleep. Okay. Researchers found that people who slept for 4 or 5 hours a night would perform on tests like their brains were 9 years older. But they saw that same effect on people who slept for over 10 hours a night.
Oh.
So you age your brain by almost a decade by only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night, and you do the same if you sleep 10 or more. How long do you sleep?
I try and get 8. It's usually 7, 6 and
but
a half.
See, that's
seven.
Still in between 5 and 10.
And that's
so
good.
I feel like you're in the good spot.
How about you guys? You're parents, so you get the good.
I get. I think I get 8.
Off and on or in a row?
It's
yeah,
off because the kids will come in and then,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to start wearing my Apple Watch.
Your Fitbit.
You ruined me.
Fitbit.
I have an Apple Watch. There's new programs. I got to find different times, but they actually track your sleep. And I wanted to see, it'll tell you when you're in the deep sleep or whatever, and you can start to watch it and figure out how to correct your stuff.
That's badass. Fitbit, man, they're come a long way.
An Apple Watch and it's iOS 5 or something on it.
You wish.
Let's nerd out on it. So bottom line is you do
too
you,
much.
Yes. So if you sleep too much, bad,
okay.
Too little, bad, but sleep a little before you make a decision.
Okay. Now I'm all stressed out about all this.
You want to take a nap?
Like, I don't know if I can.
I get to be Big Spoon.
Oh, whatever.
Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today, it might make you sad. Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes.
Slacker and Steve.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.